Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lickin' on Lending, the weekly mortgage market update, providing up-to-the-minute information on interest rates, loan programs, and hot industry news relating to the mortgage industry. Brought to you by Mortgage Banking Solutions, enabling executives to take their business to the next level. To participate in today's program, our guest call-in line is 646-716-4972. And now, here is your host of Lickin' on Lending, David Lickin'.
Hello, everybody. This is David Lickin. Welcome from the NBA floor. We're having some technical difficulties, so I'm going to turn it over to Joe Barr for an update on rates.
Yeah, Dave, I hope we can get better than that. There's a bad echo there. But all right, let's talk about the stock market and the bond market today. One's open, one's closed. The bond market's closed for Columbus Day. Stock market's open, and boy, the stocks are up pretty good right now. They're up about 270 points, and all that's coming off of news out of Europe over the weekend. Both Germany and France provided comments to help the market be comfortable that the Greek default that maybe is going to happen is not going to be a real bad contagion for the entire area, and they provided support for banks as well. They still are talking about what their plan is. They haven't established a plan, but they're talking about having a plan in place. So the markets appreciated that. Last week wasn't a good week for mortgage rates. Ended the week about 25 basis points higher than they started the week, and that was caused much by the same thing as people are getting more comfortable with what's going on in Europe and that what might happen in Greece isn't going to be the domino that starts everything to tumble. The other thing that happened last week that was not so good for mortgage rates was good for the economy in the U.S. anyway. The jobs report came out on Friday, and it was better than expected. The announcement was for 103,000 jobs when about 60 was expected, and the prior months, 2 months, were reported at 99,000 jobs better than what had previously been reported. So the jobs report was good. The two ISM measures came out better than expected, and construction spending was better than expected. So last week was a combination of some assurances coming out of Europe that issues aren't going to be bad from whatever might happen in Greece. And then the U.S. Economy seems to be operating a little better than what was expected, albeit very low expectations, better than expected, and MBS prices fell significantly and mortgage rates rose. This week we have an important report on Friday. The retail sales is going to come out on Friday, and before that, the FOMC minutes from the last Fed meeting will come out on Tuesday, I believe. Also, next week we have Treasury auctions. The 3, the 10, and the 30 years will happen on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, respectively. So each of those could be market-moving events. So, Dave, I don't know if you can hear me now, but that's the report, the financial report for this week.
Can you hear me all right now, Joe?
Dave, we can barely hear you.
We'll be right back after this brief break.
Economic uncertainty has created a tremendous amount of market volatility over the past few weeks. Intraday price changes seem the rule rather than the exception. Have you been surprised by a midday price change? Have you been frustrated as you locked a loan just ahead of a price movement? Found it difficult to explain to a customer why the rate you quoted is no longer available? MBS Quoteline can eliminate these frustrations. MBS Quoteline monitors Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and Ginnie Mae mortgage-backed security prices in real time. It makes the information conveniently available on your desktop, smartphone, or by email or text message. These are the same prices used to set mortgage rates each morning and to issue midday price changes when significant movement occurs. With MBS Quoteline, you'll never be out of touch with the market, whether you're in the office or on the road. See for yourself what MBS Quoteline can do for you. Go to MBSQuoteline.com to start a risk-free 2-week trial. MBSQuoteline.com. 646-716-4972. The Lickin' on Lending Show is back. Here is your host, David Lickin'.
Welcome back, everybody. We are having all kinds of fun issues. We tried a new switchboard here at the MBA. So we have all this new cool suit technology, but we had to dial back in with our cell phones. So hopefully we'll be having this muted and get the echo out. But with that, I'm going to toss it over to Alice Alvey to give us an update on all that's going on in the world of regulations and legislative updates. Alice, here you go.
Thanks, Dave. Well, yeah, we are sitting here at the MBA booth, and so I apologize for the background noise, but there's lots of activity here. The event's been very successful, and Dave and I were part of a meeting with Jenny May yesterday. That was also fantastic for lenders to be able to, you know, talk about where that Jenny May needed to focus to be able to bring more lenders into the comfort zone of putting together, issuing their own securities. So I'm sure he'll be giving you an update a little bit on that later on in the program. In the meantime, let me give you my legislative update. The main thing right now is trying to focus on how the regulators are going to be enforcing the crazy regulations we already got. So we do have that FIFA put out some regulatory guidelines, specifically kind of moving through CFPB to say, here's the guidance that the each of the states should be using as they come in and audit you for your loan officer compensation. Well, we were just at a meeting with OFR, the Office of Financial Insurance Regulators for the state of Michigan, and, you know, they really were holding up their hands going, we need some guidance, we need some guidance. When I'm looking at this checklist that we were just given, it's still at the very top says state sovereignty. The states still get to say how they're going to audit for determining compliance with Reg C, E. coli, and some of the other changes that have come along. But in particular, this one's focusing on the loan officer compensation. You must, this is a must-read publication. Guidelines that they give to the regulators who are coming out to audit you, you got to know what you have to have in place in terms of reports ahead of time. And so as you look down this list, what I find really interesting for adequate controls is that you need to be able to produce all kinds of lists. They will be analyzing and testing loan-to-value, pricing differences based on loan-to-value, potential pricing differences based on credit score, DTI, ranges of loan amounts. So I think even though some of you feel very comfortable that you have the, you know, the two-point plan, or for those of you who might be brokering loans, you've got different plans with different wholesalers, when they come in and actually audit your pipeline, some of this criteria starts to even resemble fair lending comparisons. So I think there's a second can of worms that might get opened up with this as they're auditing for loan officer compensation. They're now looking at a different level, I think, for lenders than they've typically dove into before. So it's new for the regulator. It's new for you. If you have concerns, I really stress contact your regulators. We have found, especially in many states, they're very open, willing to discuss. I know some states, some of you might be going, oh, my gosh, not my state regulator. But, you know, I think this is a new world. Let's try and get some change out there for the idea of prepare yourself, talk with your regulators, look at these checklists, and make sure you're ready to withstand an audit on loan officer compensation and the anti-steering regulations. Now, in terms of the rest of the bills and so forth, we really don't have anything front and center that we think is going to be making it through. The MBA Mortgage Action Alliance is working on a lot of fronts for a lot of topics, but right now certainly the focus is looking for that new head to the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. That's a one step closer for Cordray to be, you know, actually named as the head, although a lot of people believe that's not going to happen. Maybe with Jay Brinkman on the show here later, we'll be able to get his two cents about that, where he thinks that might be going. So certainly we're watching a lot within that aspect. Until that CFPB gets up and moving, we're in limbo. So my point to everybody today, get your operations in line. Take a look at where you've plugged in compliance throughout your home process and reanalyze your system before the next wave of Dodd-Frank starts coming through. So with that, on our show today, I'm going to pass it back off and back off to Dave, who's still plugging and unplugging over here at the show. So,
all right, we're having all kinds of fun. We tested all this in the hotel room, make sure it all works. So anyway, we'll be right back after this brief break.
Looking for a full-service mortgage training and consulting company to fit exactly what you need? Mortgage U is your ultimate education and information resource used by lenders to execute high-impact, high-quality trainings throughout the organization. Mortgage U instructors are mortgage professionals providing classroom and web-based delivery and has the most sought-after training manuals in the country. Mortgage U has a proven track record performing customized training programs for hundreds and even thousands of employees both live and online on everything from application through loan delivery and insuring. Call Mortgage U today at 800-278-0200 or visit us online at mortgage-u.com. Welcome back to Lickin' on Lending. Our guest call-in line is 646-716-4972. And now, here's David Lickin'.
Okay, let's give this a try and see if we're getting any more success with this. Can you hear me all right?
Well, anyway.
Hey, we can hear you. A little echo.
There is a little. All right. Sorry about that. We're going to get Jay Brinkman on here real fast. We're going to get Jay on to talk about the what's going on here at the conference and talking a little bit about some of the things going on in the economy. But welcome to this show today, Jay Brinkman, the chief economist for the MBA. Joe, it's so good to have you with us.
Dave, thanks so much. My pleasure to be here, and particularly to be down here on the floor of the convention center where so much is taking place.
I've taken a sip of water and then trying to get some things going. It is so frustrating when you're doing a broadcast and you have everything all set up. You don't think it's going to work quite well. But unlike this broadcast, or at least with the technology, the MBA has put on just an outstanding conference. We're doing a great job of getting an update on what's going on. Jay, one of the things I wanted to talk a little bit about is what is the theme of the conference this year? What is the focus of the MBA and a lot of the events? A lot of the general sessions, if you could get that. And you have your general session coming up here in a little bit.
I do. In fact, I have two general sessions.
That's right, two of them.
We really expanded. So we are doing one on Wednesday on demographics. What's going to be driving the market to the future? Where are the better educated individuals moving to? That's where we're going to see growing housing markets. In addition, then, I will follow up with what's going on with the macro economy. Some of what we're seeing for in terms of household growth, how much of that's going to turn to owner-occupied. So it's going to be a very exciting several days. Before that, a lot of how do you build sort of the bridge for change? We know we're going into a new era. At some point, refinancing is going to be coming to an end. Who's going to be successful in the new market? How do we operate under this new regulatory environment? And most important, how do we get the message back across the public that we are willing to help?
All right, we're testing Jay's mic just here briefly, but it's really true that we are in an ever-changing market and a climate such as we have never experienced before. What are the factors that you see that are driving some of the new climate that we're going to be dealing with here in this next year for sure? Europe continue to be a big factor in it?
The biggest issue with the economy going forward is going to be Europe. The big question right now is, will the recession in Europe be a shallow recession driven mostly by the reduction in government spending in Europe as they have these new austerity programs, or is it going to be a severe recession because of the impact of the sovereign debt problems on the financial institutions? This morning we saw the announcement on Dexia Bank.
Right.
There is considerable concern going forward as to what this may mean, because with the stress tests that were run on these banks, sovereign debt was specifically excluded. In addition, on this debt, there is a zero risk-based capital required in the banks for holding it. For a risk-based capital, not a dollar is set aside for losses on any of the sovereign debt in the banks by regulation. From leverage capital, yes, but there's much concern about that the exposure on this is worse than what has come out. That is why they're spending the next 2 weeks trying to find out what that exposure is and to really circle the wagon. See the announcement out of France and Germany, their attention solely on the banking system. Greece, nobody's trying to save Greece anymore. They're trying to save the bank. What that means for us, then, is we have so much of our trade, so much of our corporate earnings tied to Europe. we are going to be suffering a downturn because Europe is suffering a downturn. How severe that is, whether or not our banks also then get hit, particularly the money market funds that are heavily invested in European bank paper, are hit as a result of this, and that's what would bring on another recession. Are we expecting that? No. I think we're going to come through okay, but it's a very rough.
Well, there's no question that we had a guest on in the week previous talking about where the markets are going and where we are finding ourselves. And it was rather a dire outcome, what some of the predictions are coming out. I appreciate your optimism, Jay, and I think we have a lot of reason to be optimistic. Number one, I think we do see the government starting to get some insights into what it's going to have to take to do that. Do we have reason for hope inside the Beltway with some of the policies that are happening? And I know you exist inside the Beltway. Is that something that we can see happen?
I prefer to say that I live inside the Beltway and I do exist in 2000. I've never quite sucked me in. But I think there is reason for optimism going forward. 2012, there's no question that is going to be a tough year. We are lowering our forecast on purchase origination because of what we've seen since the summer. I will be extremely happy if I can raise that at the middle of next year if it gets in. But what we are seeing is perhaps a growing realization that the pendulum on regulation, on other controls, that the mortgage bankers that are still in business are not the enemy. I mean, let's face it, I hate to put it this way, but the problems are sitting in a jail cell in Florida or wherever are totally out of business. These people are no longer there. But the ones who are there to serve as advisors to customers that help them, if they want to buy a house that they can afford it, do it in the most cost-effective way. We are standing up there saying, this is what our business is. And they didn't realize they need us.
Well, it's interesting. We're going to have some... we're going to have some protesters out here protesting, I hear, a little bit later today. We're definitely in the bullseye as far as it relates to the attention. So that's a great comment. Hey, thank you so much for taking a few minutes out of your busy day to be here with us. And I know there's a lot that's going on. Thank you so much. We appreciate it and giving us an opportunity to broadcast, albeit a little bit on the challenge side today from the booth here in the NBA. Thank you so much.
Thank you for the invitation anytime.
All right. Thank you, Jay. All right.
We'll be right back.
After this brief break.
Mortgage Banking Solutions is the preeminent management consulting firm to the residential mortgage lending industry. No other firm in the U.S. offers the menu of services or the level of expertise to the industry.
If you're looking for help converting from best efforts to hedge, or need help with bookkeeping to know your profit per loan, if you are interested in making the transition from broker to banker, or if you just need a roadmap for success, Mortgage Banking Solutions' primary focus is to enable executives to take their business to the next level and guide them down a path towards success and profitability. With over 300 combined years of experience in all facets of mortgage lending, the Mortgage Banking Solutions team of professionals has the expertise and know-how to help you accomplish your goals. New warehouse lines of credit,
broker to banker transitions, transitioning to hedging,
financial and accounting services,
or meeting your capitalization needs.
If you need help with these or any other aspects of your business, please contact a Mortgage Banking Solutions sales team to see how we can help you at 512-977-9900. That's 512-977-9900. Mortgage Banking Solutions, enabling executives to take their business to the next level.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Dave Lincoln with Lincoln on Lending. We are having so many difficulties here challenging this and difficulty broadcasting this. We apologize. This is the first time for us. We're going to cut the program off and try to focus on this. Tune in next week. We'll have Tony Moss back with us talking to us about the bright side of what we have to look forward to in this new economic environment. Thank you so much. Have yourself a great day. We look forward to talking to you next week. We got all the technology working right. Have a great day, everybody.
This has been Lincoln on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update with your host, David Lincoln of Mortgage Banking Solutions, enabling executives to take their business to the next level. Today's guests were Joe Farr from MBS Quoteline, Andy Schell of Mortgage Banking Solutions, and Alice Alvey, President CMB of Mortgage U. Come by next week, and thank you for listening.